Hello and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. We'll get the latest in Cloud HCM best practices and information, which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, Director of Cloud HCM Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And joining us for our show today is Chris Galley, Director, Oracle HR Applications at Deloitte. Chris has been with Deloitte for the past 7 years and is the lead HCM Cloud Solution Architect in the UK. In his current role, Chris manages a portfolio of customers and a number of initiatives around Cloud HCM, which includes products, packages, and the Cloud HCM newsletter. Overall, Chris has 19 years delivering Oracle HR technology, specifically EBS and now cloud in a number of industries. While he has delivered most of the cloud suite, he has a particular fondness for payroll. Chris started out at Oracle Consulting and has worked at a number of top-tier consulting organizations since then. He started as a technical consultant and enjoys working in the applications as well as working closely with clients. Chris, it's a pleasure to have you here with us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Frank. It's really great to be with you today.
On today's show, we're going to be discussing the evolving role of Oracle Cloud HCM implementation partners. Chris, you've been implementing Oracle HR applications for almost 2 decades, and during that time, you've witnessed the evolution from on-prem to cloud. In your view, how has the role of Oracle Cloud HCM implementation partners evolved over that time?
Well, Frank, it's something that I've thought about a lot. I mean, as you mentioned in your introduction, I've been almost doing this for 2 decades now. I've seen the evolution of the Oracle product and offering. The launch of Fusion Apps and the shift to SaaS is, you know, a real shift in mindset, which is well documented, I think. I was involved pretty early in my Fusion journey. So I started back in 2012 on a piece of proof of concept work on Fusion. And I think sort of since then, I think the change in emphasis has taken a while to realize, if I'm honest. I think especially for those of us sort of long in the tooth, you know, I've been involved in delivering Oracle HR product projects for, you know, a decade by the time we got to Fusion being launched. And I think, you know, that understanding that although it was familiar, so EBS and Fusion have similar concepts, it simply isn't the same thing. And I think it took a while to get into the SaaS mindset. I think there are two sort of key changes, I think, to the implementation partners themselves and how they go about engaging with their clients. And secondly, you know, HCM cloud consultants themselves. I think the breadth of topics, the speed of change, the knowledge and skills that they need to stay up to date with, you know, has led to a very, very different role, in my opinion.
So let's talk about both of these roles. Let's start with the implementation partner. Can you go into more detail on how that role has evolved and what specifically has changed?
Yeah, I think the evolution of the SI's relationship with clients is aligned really with Oracle's pretty rapid move from a products organization to a products and services company. I think it's, you know, really imperative for partners to stay up to date and have a really strong relationship with Oracle. I think it's impossible almost to operate in this market now without that in place. I think one of the key changes has been, you know, on each project that we implement now, you know, there are three parties, whereas previously there were really just two. I mean, the SI and most importantly, the client. But that third party is Oracle themselves. And I think, you know, the Oracle relationship sort of comes in three sort of distinct groups. There's the, you know, the relationship with the sales organization, the lead salesperson with the client, a relationship with the Oracle COE, so your organization, Frank, which is important on especially the larger implementations. And then with the support organization, including CSM, you know, we need to ensure that there's a good relationship between the parties, the SI, the Oracle, and the client themselves. And I think implementation partners have an imperative to really be certain in the advice that they provide, you know, ensure that they stick firmly to the design principles of SaaS, and really to act as a guardian for the project, you know, ensuring that the solution is not, you know, bent too far, to ensure that, you know, that the outcome of the implementation is sustainable.
And I agree with you on that, Chris, because teamwork and working together, all of who you mentioned, definitely results in success for customer implementation. So thank you for bringing that out. So other than product knowledge, what are the key responsibilities of the role, in your opinion?
I think it really is ensuring that ongoing sustainment is a topic that is formally addressed in the project. It's ensuring that the project is organized properly and that you transition responsibility, your responsibility, which is often and rightly so taken by the SI at the beginning of the project, working with the Oracle service, you know, raising service requests to invoke, you know, the service entitlements as part of the project, the quarterly updates, the T2Ts, the P2Ts, all of those things. It's ensuring that, you know, by a sensible point during the project, you've transitioned those to the client. So it's not something that happens on go live. It's something that, you know, the client has got used to dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And I think beyond that, it's really, I think the best SIs continue their relationship beyond go live, irrespective of the contractual obligations that you might have. It's ensuring that you continue to stay connected to your client.
Yeah, and I agree with this. I mean, basically, you're preparing the customer to operate as business as usual. So everything that goes along with the cloud service, not just doing the implementation and understanding the product, but environment management, all those things which they need to know to make sure they're having a great experience in the cloud. So thank you for that. So let's go back to the second role you mentioned earlier. Can you talk a bit about the evolving role of the cloud HCM consultant?
Yeah, and this is pretty close to my heart. I mean, I think, you know, I'll sort of talk around the role of the solution architect, because, you know, that's the role I typically inhabit. So I'll start with that one. You know, I think it's broadened, during this sort of evolution to SaaS. I think the boundary of HCM cloud is much greater than it previously was. And I think the expectations of our clients are that, you know, we are versed in those topics that typically, you know, weren't really something that we needed to get into. You know, in my opinion, Oracle HCM cloud is just an exceptional product. You know, as you'd expect, you know, it has a comprehensive offering when it comes to, you know, the typical modules within HR. So HR itself, absence, payroll, compensation, learning, you know, all of those things. But most uniquely and most importantly, it has wider offerings. So, you know, ODA, so Oracle Digital Assistant, Intelligent Advisor, work-life solutions, things that weren't typically part of an HR, an Oracle HR implementation, are now absolutely centered to it and probably where a lot of value is found. I think in the time of e-business, there used to be a really clear demarcation between, you know, functional and technical topics. And I think that's blurred now. You know, with the new, you know, the SaaS sort of principle of no customization, what that has come with is an abundance of configuration options. There's a wider set of tools that, you know, we have at our fingertips. So it's become sort of much wider than typically we saw before. And I think, you know, functional folk really need a broader understanding of what's on offer in the product set. So whether that, you know, that's PaaS, a better understanding of reporting, alerts, being aware of SSO and how that works, archiving, OIC, I think there needs to be a foundational, understanding throughout your project team, from solution architect all the way through to work stream lead who are doing configuration.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. What are some examples of where the functional technical divide has become blurred?
I think the best example that I have, and it's sort of, again, apologetically going back to old sort of eBiz days, it Fast Formula now features in almost every module. You know, it's not just the domain of payroll as it once was. So in my opinion, all function consultants should have a working understanding of that technology to understand what it could do within the modules that they are responsible for. You know, there are other things that, autocomplete, sort of a recent evolution, which we're very excited about. You know, that has far-reaching opportunity to increase the value of the cloud offering. But it's a technical module, I would say, in old speak. Again, all consultants should have an understanding of that to be providing good value and the best answer to functional requirements. If you look at specific modules, so I mentioned payroll, I think payroll will always remain a highly technical endeavor. Things like HR, HD, so help desk can be, again, very technical. It's perfectly adequate without, technical understanding. However, to really exploit it, using techniques such as Groovy scripting, and other things around that, make it, a really formidable product and gives our consultants a really formidable set of tools to deliver to our customers' requirements.
Great. Thank you, Chris. So what does it take to be a high-performing consultant?
I think the key traits of a high-performing consultant haven't really changed, but I think there's a shift of emphasis. So I think consultants need to, continue to be, and this type of individual are attracted to this role. So being curious and interested, skilled at bringing to bear their experience and insight from previous implementations, to be challenging and thoughtful as well. So, going back to the point on being guardians of good practice and ensuring that the SaaS principles are adhered to, but being that's probably the key. So through those three points, there is a theme which is being that guardian, ensuring that the customer gets the best from their product, and also that it's sustainable going forward. I think being a role model, approaching managing the service, so managing service requests, I think it's really, really important. Again, I think having good discipline and showing clients how we interact with Oracle on that sort of lowest level, ensuring good discipline around your SRs and things like that. I think beyond go live, it's staying connected. It's something I mentioned earlier. I think it's really important as our consultants devour the latest release notes and the latest information about the evolution of the product, that we're thinking about and applying that to our past experiences and sharing that information with clients that we worked with previously. And I think, just to reiterate again, it's being really certain in advice, sticking firmly to design principles of SaaS, and being that guardian.
Great. So what resources would you recommend to HCM consultants in order to stay current with new developments?
So, absolutely imperative part of the role now. And I think bookmarking the release readiness kind of section of the Oracle website, devouring them each quarter, looking out for things like the notes that the COE put together, which summarize those in my Oracle support, and also Customer Connect as well. Customer Connect is a great source of knowledge. It allows us to be connected across this new community that has been sort of created, I suppose, since the beginning of SaaS. Partner learning opportunities are offered to to SIs as well. So really keeping on top of those. My team are regular attendees to office hour sessions alongside partner learning. It's really being aware of those materials out there. So you know, there's a loads of good information, loads of good white papers that exist. So a clear collection of that in my Oracle support. Understanding cloud entitlements as well. So really, really being certain about that, you know, understanding how updates work, understanding that in the context of your project as well, you know, which cadence you're on, which window you're on. So all of that is imperative to get a good understanding of the solutions. And I think, you know, one of the things I think is really important for SIs is to share knowledge internally. I think, you know, we have at Deloitte both sort of global and local libraries of solutions and approaches and communities. If I think about when the more sort of recent modules have been launched, I mean, a while ago now, but ORC and learning and help desk, you know, we have an excited group of people globally looking at those products and sharing knowledge quickly to get up to speed, to share techniques and good practices. So that's another imperative for implementers, I think, to put in place.
And I think the last one there is absolutely key, because I mean, you can't be everywhere, right? You need to be able to share and build that knowledge, have a center of excellence internally, you know, that gathers information and shares, I think is a great idea. So yeah, sharing information across all consultants really is important, I think. So thank you for sharing that. You mentioned staying close to clients. What exactly do you mean by that? And do you have any examples that you can share?
Yeah, I think, you know, Deloitte, we are a relationships business. So we pride ourselves in staying connected with and developing enduring relationships with our clients. You know, and that's extended into, you know, the clients we work with and where we deliver, you know, the Oracle HCM Cloud Suite. Is some of the things that we do. So we have a quarterly newsletter, which we send out to our clients, which discuss our views and our developments on updates, what we've been doing, you know, how we're bringing innovation, I suppose, to the marketplace, and just staying connected, really. It's a regular touch point. We have, you know, regular conversations with, you know, clients where, you know, they can be scheduled or ad hoc, depends on the client. But, you know, we are in regular conversation to stay connected on these topics. I think, you know, we share our thoughts on new features, and we also encourage voting on Customer Connect. You know, every project that we are part of, our consultants are thinking when we come across a requirement or an enhancement that might be suitable for our current, you know, current client, how it might be applicable for others. So sharing that and sharing that through the Customer Connect community. And then finally, we have the Deloitte Global Human Capital Trends Report. So this is published each year, surveying organizations across the world. We have a Oracle HCM Cloud edition of that, where we overlay Oracle HCM Cloud into those trends. And it's great to say that, you know, that there's a pretty good match in every case. You know, we're sharing how Oracle aligns to the thinking and the survey we do in the Global Trends Report. So there's just a few things that we do to stay close.
And those are really great examples. So thank you for sharing those, Chris. So what are some of the key challenges for cloud HCM consultants? I'd be interested to hear that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, in terms of challenges, I think, you know, in a very specific sort of context, so where we're delivering projects that are big and complicated and long running, I think there's a unique challenge there in that we're receiving, you know, quarterly updates don't stop. You know, they don't respect your project timelines. So it's sort of getting that right, really, getting the balance of going through the typical phases of a project, you know, through the design, build, you know, test kind of phases, and then receiving updates and knowing when it's sensible to actually incorporate those updates into the design that we've just completed. I think that that's a real challenge because we're always looking forward to what's coming next, but also have the responsibility to make sure that our clients hit their implementation, you know, timeline, and, you know, start getting the real value from the product. So it's a real balancing act there. I think, you know, typically we see probably one or two key requirements that you know, would require enhancement to deliver in a project. It's pretty rare, but it's those areas that I think we really need to work closely with Oracle, and typically the COE and even, you know, product development. So I think it's all about, again, staying up to date, being sure of what's coming next, and making the right choices for our clients, or inform, or, you know, guiding our clients through that process, when to take updates or new features. And I think staying firm and not bending the solution too far, you know, I think, you know, that's a challenge that I think all consultants, you know, we fundamentally want to deliver the right thing to our client. We want to satisfy their requirements. We're problem solvers. And it's getting that balance of, you know, being able to do something and it being the right thing to do, if that makes sense, to ensure that we don't do something that it is difficult to sustain and will require, you know, undue kind of maintenance, I suppose, in the future.
Again, great examples, and have been through all of them with before. So, yeah, totally agree with you on those. So, Chris, before we close out, I was wondering if you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners today.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as I said at the top of this conversation, you know, I've been doing this for you know, coming up to 2 decades now, and it's been a really, a really satisfying career, I have to say. I think one phrase that stuck with me since the launch of HCM Cloud and Oracle's move to SaaS, and I don't remember who coined it, but it was one of Oracle's leaders. You know, I've heard it many times since, and please bear with me with this because it sounds a bit odd as I say it. But, you know, the comment was, with SaaS, the day that you go live, the product will be at its worst. And I thought that was a peculiar thing to say. And what it means is, and it's not meaning that the product is rubbish in any way, or it's, you know, it could be improved, but it's a reflection on that continuous innovation that, you know, is the model of SaaS, you know, of this delivery of software. And I think, you know, perhaps I dismissed that initially, but it's now something I think about quite a lot and wholeheartedly embrace it, and think it really reflects how the role of the SI has evolved, and the role we have to play in ensuring our clients get the best from their investment, you know, ensuring that they have the ability to uptake evolution of the product. And I think, you know, especially important that our relationship endures beyond go live. I mean, that's what I took from that statement. And I think it just, yeah, continues to resonate.
That's very interesting, Chris. And I thank you for sharing that. And yes, you know, SaaS continues to evolve, will continue to evolve, and to provide customers with the latest technologies and great user experience. So thank you for bringing that out. And I'd really like to thank you. It was a pleasure having you on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Many thanks for joining us today and sharing your insights and experience on the evolving role of Oracle Cloud HCM implementation partners with our listeners. Many thanks again, Chris.
Thanks, Frank. Really enjoyed spending this time with you.
If you would like to learn more about some of the topics Chris raised on the show today, please visit Deloitte 2020 Global Human Capital Trends Report, Oracle HCM Cloud Edition, at the shortened URL bit.ly/3e8pz UB. The report showcases trends that are influencing how organizations can prepare for the future of work and discusses economic, cultural, and technological changes organizations are facing through the perspective of both their people and the business. You can also download the report, access event recordings, and find links to past reports. So please check out this page today. If you'd like to receive the Deloitte UK quarterly HCM newsletter, you can subscribe by sending an email to cgalley, that's C-G-A-L-L-E-Y, at deloitte.co.uk. The newsletter provides quarterly updates on Deloitte's current initiatives and interesting news from within their practice. And finally, but not least, you can visit the Oracle Partner Network at www.oracle.com/partner-network. For customers, you can find a partner or an application on Oracle Cloud Marketplace. And for any partners that are listening to the show and are not already familiar with the partner program, you can learn about the partner network and get a login. Please let us know if you have any questions about our show today, or if you have any topics you'd like to hear on a future show, you can simply send us an email to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about the evolving role of Oracle Cloud HCM implementation partners. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.